It's the most wonderful time of the year. Or the absolute worst.
Mommy!
It's the Momcast.
Really, Mom?
Mommy!
Mom!
You are listening.
Momcast!
And Momcast.
Welcome to Momcast. We're glad you're here. Stacy McKay. We've got Heather with us.
Hi.
And we've got our producer, Greg. And we're right in the thick of it. Right? Right in, we're smack dab in holiday season. I mean, we're in holiday mode, right?
Isn't this supposed to be fun and joyful?
It is. It's fun and joyful, Heather.
When does that start?
It gets busy, and especially when Thanksgiving falls like near the end of the month, like it just did, then we've got 3 weeks, and it just seems like, oh my gosh.
Cram it all in.
Yeah, you've got all the time in the world because it's not Thanksgiving yet, and then boom. So, yeah, we're in the thick of that. And you... coming up in a few minutes.
Yes, Stacy, I got to talk to Ali Fedotowsky-Mano. She is actually from The Bachelor, of course, and The Bachelorette season 6. And what I didn't know is that she is juggling a lot of things. And not only is she a busy mom, but she's also an actress. She has a fashion and mommy blog. And she's really just likes talking to moms and giving tips and getting tips about how to get through this overwhelming time and these expectations. And Stacy, she actually had a few really good simple tips to make it all work.
Awesome. Okay, so that's coming up in a few minutes. I can't wait to hear what you guys talked about. Now, I know for you, you had mentioned a problem around the holidays, and I want to discuss this a little bit, because speaking of tips, you know, there's a cool thing about the internet and Pinterest and all that. While some people make fun of Pinterest, there are some cool things on there. And you had mentioned a concern for you with your girls over the holidays, and Greg, I know you've talked about this.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Is them getting way too much, just getting way too much. And typically, it's not the parents or Santa doing it. It's grandma and grandpa, aunts and uncles, extended family, all the get-togethers, and the kids just one gift after another, and it's too much.
It's to the point where you're like scrambling to try to find something you think your kids might like because everything's already crossed off the list twice.
Absolutely.
And now you're just buying something for the fact of
opening it.
Yeah, open it. Yeah, exactly.
And it never fails. My children are 5 and 8 years old and they still would prefer to play with the bows than the toys. And every year, I always thought, oh, that's a toddler thing. Nope, they still play with the boxes. So what does that say? You know, the simple things are what they enjoy, right? Instead of the tablets. Don't get me wrong. I think electronics play a part.
Sure.
Yeah, why are we doing this in excess? I don't understand.
And how do you regulate it? Because here's the problem. And I remember this, not so much with by the time Liv came along, because our family kind of learned.
Ah.
You know, when I was growing up with my dad being a minister, not a lot of extra money. So there wasn't all that excess. And, you know, you become very grateful for what you get. I don't think kids need all that excess. But as the, you know, kids started coming along in our family, all the grandkids, at first, you know, because you had 2 new grandkids, they got way too much stuff. And what we would see is tearing open the package. And I don't know if, I'm sure your kids never did this. But opening the package, throwing it behind them up over the head and grabbing the next one.
And it's embarrassing because grandma's expecting a reaction.
Yes.
Isn't this cute? And I was mortified.
And again, I think that's, I'm managing, like, for example, my parents or me or my wife's expectations because, again, they don't need anything. They don't. Our kids these days, knock on wood, we're lucky enough.
Right,
They're set. So, yeah, you're getting them because you would like to think that they're going to be excited about this new shiny thing that you're excited to give them, but you don't get that reaction.
Nope.
They just get so much stuff.
They're desensitized a little bit.
Exactly.
Well, and as a parent, it's hard to explain that to your child. Like, you know, why we always sit down and had the conversation when Liv was little. Now, Liv, you're going to open lots of presents tonight, you know, when we got together, and I want you to go to each person after you open a gift. They get a hug and you let them know. But kids, when there's so much, I mean, there's only so much as a parent
right. You
can do to prepare them. And it really is a tough thing to combat. And, you know, we've talked about this before, having lost my dad recently. When you hear the kids talking, not one of the grandkids, some of them are older in their 20s, some are younger, not any of them mentioned what they got from him as far as a gift. Aww. It was time. Kids don't remember that you got them. As grandparents and aunts and uncles, I know we want to be the hero get this great gift. That's not what sticks with kids.
You're absolutely
right.
It
just isn't. Those aren't the things that you hear later. You know, Pawpaw did this or Pawpaw did this with us. You know, what came up were things like he played Monopoly with us. We had, you know, Mega Game Day. And how much fun was that? Not, oh, I got the new Barbie, you know, whatever.
Yes.
That's not what kids. And so it's a lesson for all of us. But do you all, we'll start with you, Heather. Do you have a conversation with parents, in-laws, aunts, uncles? And is that a concern? Do you say, hey, how do we lower the amount?
Yep. For the past 2 years, Stacey, I've had these conversations, maybe even 3 years. And there's some, I wouldn't say hostility, but I definitely get defensive. And, you know, there's definitely we aren't on the same page, you know, and that's okay because they're coming from the grandparent standpoint. But one of the things I did is offer other ideas to possibly, you know, lessen the gifts and maybe give more of an experience. Like you said, take them to a movie and dinner, take them to the zoo, anything like that. Another thing we've gotten is memberships to say COSI. Although the interesting thing about that is if you buy them a membership, take them. Because I always say, well, so-and-so got you this membership. And they look at me like glazed over, like, what does that mean? So that comes with a little bit of, you know, maybe spend some of that time with the membership. But all in all, this year I had an epiphany. And thanks to one of my girlfriends, she looked at me right in the eye and she said, just stop worrying about it. It's not hurting anybody. And you can always donate the toys. And I guess it kind of a weight lifted because I thought I'm the only one worrying about this. My husband is a little irritated, but he's never going to say anything. So just let it go. Let's do it. Bring it on. And then someone, you know, some other some in the community can benefit from the excess.
Right.
That's where I'm at this year.
Right.
I think you hit it on the head, Stacey. Who's going to be the hero? You know, the grandparents or the parents, you know,
aunt,
uncle, grandma, you know, yeah, exactly. And we actually had a bigger problem with birthday than actually Christmas. Wow. And what my parents decided to do is exactly what you said, Heather, and it's been awesome. My parents live out of town, so they pick a weekend and have the grandchild come and stay with them for the weekend, and they pick a little activity. They go to a game or a show or like a little play or something, and they have their weekend with them. And again, that's more memorable, more valuable than any, as much as I love Legos, you know, you do it once and it's going to be at the bottom of their toy pile in a couple weeks.
Sure.
And
or under your feet.
And you're right. It's hard. It's not as kind of fun and glamorous to open, but those weekends are still what my kids talk about.
Right. That's what they're going to remember. See, and the bonus, a weekend
you
with that.
You get the kids. Yeah.
Win-win.
That's right. Everybody's happy. And I asked you if you'd seen this. Have you guys seen, I think it started on Pinterest.
Probably.
I've seen it all over social media. The crates that go under the tree that are really decorated cute with a kid's name on it. And they put toys to donate that they've gotten in the past in that box to give to someone else. And the idea is to teach them how to give. And also twofold, then the bonus is you're clearing out the place.
Replacing one with another.
Yeah, and you know that'll happen, but I like that idea.
Absolutely. It's not all about them. And we actually do an activity where we purchase gifts for nursing home people.
Well, how nice.
Because they don't sometimes have family to bring them gifts. And so I'm really trying to teach them, not everyone, you know, gets things for Christmas, and so we can make their day special together. And I hope they're taking something away from that. And so this idea of this box that you would give to someone that's not as that doesn't have those opportunities to buy 10,000 toys, that's what it's supposed to be about. And
right.
If we can, you know, get that word out, I would love to see this become like the thing.
And two, if there's any way, I think, to let the kids see that, like maybe go as a family and help out in a shelter or, you know, kind of see the culmination of a toy drive for kids and families, you know, to be a part of that, I think also goes a long way as well. Because I know for Liv, I didn't know to do the cutesy little box that wasn't out there yet, or I hadn't seen it. but we always would say, all right, let's go look in our closet. What can we give to somebody else?
And then you avoid the fight of when they see, accidentally see that toy in the trash can or, right. or on the donate pile. What? They still love that thing.
Yes. And, it, you know, they will do that. I mean, she still does that. I mean, I can tell you this. Every Christmas, she got so much stuff, and I'm sure you do it. I would put some things away without even opening them. I would, you know, kind of bring things down as needed, but a lot of times there was no as needed. So I would go to the closet, you know, when it was toy drive time, and I had brand new toys that I could give legitimately that the kid never got to.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Right. And she never missed them. She never missed them. But if you ask them at first, I still play with that. Mm-hmm. You know, it could still be in the box sealed. But they still play with it. I still play with that. You don't still play with it.
Or didn't ever play with
right.
it.
Right. You opened the box and looked at it. It's just a good reminder for all of us. I hope we're moving a little bit more toward all the experiences. Because I think that's honestly the way to go and the things that our kids are going to remember. And one other thing I saw that I just wanted to bring up. As we're talking about gifts, do not discount an animal. I saw an article today that said when there's a dog in the house, the kids are better readers.
Now, I can see that, but what is the logic behind this?
I got two dogs. Are my kids going to be twice as smart?
Your kids are double
genius. Uh-huh. Yeah. I think someone is just...
It's interesting because it's only dogs, too,
right,
by the way.
Right, that's what I mean.
Sorry, cat lovers.
That's right.
Researchers at the University of British Columbia say that children tend to read more and be more engrossed in what they're reading when there's a dog in the room. And these were 8 and 9-year-olds. And they said when the dogs were in there, they don't know if it maybe helped the kids be settled. Hmm. Someone was sitting with it or the dog kind of kept them in their spot, but they read more pages.
That makes
sense.
There
were more pages read, more time spent, more likely to keep reading. And they found that they were more engrossed in books that tended to be a little over their level. Like they went up to the next reading level as well. And it was something about the dog. And they think it keeps kids more calm if the dog is just lying in the room with them. There's something about comforting maybe about the dog. So just a note, you know, that it may not hurt to have a puppy under the tree. But if you're a grandma and grandpa listening right now,
you better check. Said.
Yeah. Please check first. So, whoever you are, please check first. Don't just give a child a pet. Oh my gosh, I can't think of anything that goes more horribly.
And then grandma says, "But honey, you said bring an experience."
So Greg, your kids, you should be like off the charts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the two dogs. No, I get it. You know, especially my dogs are lazy and like their father. But no, yeah, if you kind of have this cozy environment, you just want to hunker in and open up a book.
Although one note of caution, we have a new puppy. So I can say this. That's not, thank God, Liv's not of reading age right now where she's just learning. Because no, that puppy, oh my gosh. Yeah, well, she'd chew up all the books. So, so there you go. Just a couple reminders and, you know, maybe a way to have the conversation with grandma and grandpa about experiences.
Yeah.
Because I bet that would appeal to them if you say it that way. It probably would. But you can't get rid of it. Like you said, you got to stop worrying about it because you can't get rid of all of it.
Absolutely. You know, and if it makes them happy, who am I to judge that and try and put an end to that?
Well, because think about it. You're too young to think about it. But when you become a grandparent, I mean, it's like a rite of passage. You earned all of this that you get to do. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
At least that's what my mom says. I earned the right raising the three of you to now spoil your kids.
Yes.
You know, because she never did that with us. We are, hey, we never got to do that. Those kids are breaking the rules. That's because they're allowed to. And it's my right as a grandma.
I'm with Ali Fedotowsky-Mano, of course, from The Bachelorette, Season 6, and The Bachelor. We're thrilled to have you today, Ali.
Hey, Heather.
Hi, Ali. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you doing?
I'm actually really thrilled to be talking to you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be talking to you, too. Isn't it crazy? I was on The Bachelor 10 years ago. Isn't that insane?
It doesn't feel like that at all.
Where does time go? It's like, I feel like, and now I understand why everyone's always like, time flies. I'm like, I can't believe it's been that long. It's insane.
Absolutely crazy. And I was just thinking about my current life right now as a busy mom. And you know firsthand about how difficult it is to juggle being a mom, the career. And you add to that this hectic holiday season. And I'm just wondering, you know, I'm hoping you have maybe some tips on how do we get through it and juggle it all and you know, try and reach everyone's expectations. Your thoughts?
I definitely have some thoughts. And I would say I like to give my advice and my tips, but I always want everybody else's advice and tips, too. So I feel like, you know, I'm open to any other suggestions. But, yeah, for me, you know, it really starts with taking care of yourself, right? And I feel like there's two aspects to that. There's physical and there's mental, right? So for your physical health, I really like to start my mornings with something I call dress for success. So, you know, Heather, when you wake up in the morning, you get dressed for the day. A lot of times, especially us women, we tend to, like, put on our skinny jeans and our heels. And
oh, yeah.
I try not to do that, actually, in the mornings. Even if I'm, like, going into work, like, I try to wear sneakers and even, like, comfortable pants, like leggings or yoga pants.
I love
or
you.
Exercise pants. Because then, you're just more encouraged. Like, if you're wearing heels, you're not going to walk around or move much. If you're wearing sneakers, you'll be encouraged to get up off your desk, move around. If you're at home with your kids, you'll be encouraged to play on the floor with your kids, get that quality time in with your kids, but also move your body and get some exercise, which is the most important thing. So dress for success when you wake up in the morning. And then for mental health, for me, I'm sure you probably do this too, but I try to take everything on myself, especially during the holidays. I'm like, oh no, babe, I've got all the gift giving. I'll do all the entertaining. I'll sign us up for all the events we're going to go to and take care of the kids' costume for the holiday, you know, performance. And it's like, wait, no, stop trying to do it all yourself. Ask for help, because this is the thing. Because us, like moms, we try to be super moms. We don't ask for help, and people don't think to offer help because they think you got it.
We got it.
Mom can do it. Mom can do it. So
ask
for help, whether it's from your significant other, your husband, your mom, your kids, if they're old enough to help, your siblings. Just ask for help, because if you don't ask, the answer is no, and you don't need to do it all on your own.
And it sounds like you've kind of got that down, and I respect that so much, because I am a person who has trouble asking for help.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? It's like you get so overwhelmed, and you feel like you can't do anything else, and you think you're going to like have a panic attack, and then it's like, wait a second, why don't I just ask somebody else to help me with this? And people want to help. That's the thing. Like, I feel like we're, you know, very lucky in a way that, like, talking about your mental health is becoming, like, a bigger topic. And I think that if you just reach out and say, hey, I need help with this, like, I'm taking on too much, people want to help you, especially those people in your life that love and care about you.
I love that. And I love that you said wear tennis shoes to work, sister. You know what?
Do it.
Thank you. That's awesome, Allie.
Yay.
I love tips. I love it. And definitely thank you so much for your time. I mean, just reading about you makes me exhausted. I don't know how you do it.
Believe me, like I have help. One thing. I don't do it all alone.
That's okay.
The help, but I have the help. And I think there is such a stigma of like admitting that you have help as a mom. And I think that's a terrible stigma. Like one thing that like really hurts me sometimes. Like I think I actually just saw like Chrissy Teigen the other day posted like I have a nanny. And I love that she did that, because she's showing people that she's not doing it all alone,
right?
So she doesn't make other people feel like they should be doing it all alone. So I think it's important to have help and admit when you have help, because there's nothing wrong with it.
And speaking of that, if you could have a superhero power, what would you want? What superpower would you want?
Superpower would I want? If I had a superpower, I would probably want to be able to read my child's mind.
Oh,
is that terrible? Because I want to make sure she's always doing good things for her entire life and never getting in any trouble. And I worry about her all the time. And when she's a teenager, I know that's going to be tenfold. So I want to be able to read her mind.
I think there's good and bad to that for sure. Careful what you ask.
Thank you so much.
This was awesome, Allie. Thank you so much for your time.
Yes, thank you so much for your time. You're such a sweetheart. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
You got just a couple weeks left, so we wish you well getting all your prep ready to go for Christmas.
And please, I'm going to try. Please enjoy yourself. Remember, this is supposed to be fun and family.
Some of the best times that I enjoy this time of year are just when everybody's in bed. Just take a couple minutes with the tree on, your feet up, whatever beverage you enjoy.
Right.
And just savor those moments.
Yeah, that's what
and,
it's about.
And if you can do it in the morning, that's fine too. Just don't maybe go with the same beverage.
Well, in all of this busy, hectic holiday season, I truly hope you've gotten at least a couple of tips to kind of make it a little bit more manageable. And, you know, help us share the word. Share us on Facebook. Make sure to tell your mom friends. If you have a tip, maybe, you can email us at hello@momcastshow.com. And, of course, rate and review on iTunes. We love feedback. And if you have any ideas, please, we'd love to hear from you.